In this episode, you will discover what you really need to grow your podcast audience today. And here's the kicker, you've always known this. Welcome to Why Your Podcast Isn't Growing, a show helping entrepreneurs with podcasts turn a slow growth show into a rapidly growing positive ROI podcast. Hello, my name is Anthony Wanneri.
I'm Tiago Shea.
And in this episode, you will discover what the Matrix can teach you about finally blowing up your podcast.
The difference between showing up as a hobbyist content creator versus showing up as a strategist.
And finally, the hidden cost of ignorance debt that you're currently paying and how it's keeping your podcast from becoming a powerful business engine. Hello and welcome back to another Monday episode where we dive deep and explore the hidden reasons why your podcast isn't growing or monetizing as fast as you like and address the uncomfortable truth around what's holding you back from taking your show to that next level. Look, imagine for a moment you have this crazy idea to build a house. You see other people in your neighborhood building a house. You see Fernando's huge mansion. You think, you know what? I'm going to give this a go. So what'd you do? You grab all the raw materials, bricks stacked high to the corner, bags of cement waiting to be mixed, a shiny set of tools ready to go. You're amped up, motivated, shirts ripped off, maybe with a beer in your hand, maybe, full of energy and eager to get to work. So you start building. You lay the bricks, you pour down the foundations, you keep stacking, adjusting, and improvising as you go essentially. And day by day, you start making some progress. You can see the walls going up. You feel super productive and you're starting to see this come alive. It feels like you're doing something. But here's the problem. You're doing all of this, Tig, without a blueprint. No architectural plan, no structural layout, no idea how all of this is going to fit together. Well, you have a dream, Tig. You have this raging dream. You see the house in your mind. You know exactly how you want it to look. But of course, you're just relying purely on guesswork, instinct, and trial and error. So, Tig, what happens?
Well, at first, it probably looks okay. But as you keep building, problems start showing up. The foundation isn't level. The walls don't align. The roof doesn't sit right, as if you even get to the roof. You realize you place the plumbing where the electrical should go. The whole structure just feels unstable. Not really what you want in a house, right? And certainly not as strong as Fernando's, which kind of ruins the whole point anyway. Now you're facing a difficult choice. Do you keep going and hope that it somehow holds up and maybe just fixes itself? Or do you pause, tear things down, and try to rebuild it the right way?
This is what it feels like when you're podcasting without a strategy. You have the tools, you've got the mic, you're paying for the platform, and you have the drive and motivation, hence why you're listening to the show. And the thing is, you probably are showing up consistently, releasing valuable episodes, and likely posting on social media, which you should stop doing effective immediately because it just doesn't work. But, and this is a big but, without having a blueprint, you can have all the desire in the world. If you don't have a clear plan for growth or monetization, you're just stacking bricks on bricks on bricks and hoping for the best. The structure, your podcast may look professional. You might get this incredible guest on. However, when you look at your monthly downloads, numbers don't lie. The cracks start to show. Episodes that get little to no traction.
No alignment with your offers and no listeners converting.
And feeling just kind of drained and burnt out because you're working so hard with literally no return on all of the time, effort, and energy you invested into this thing.
So, just like with a house, you're now facing a difficult choice. Do you keep going and hope that it somehow holds up and somehow things just fix themselves? Or do you pause, tear things down, and try to rebuild it the right way?
And similarly with your podcast, do you just keep going as it is, keep guessing and hoping things work themselves out? Or do you pause, get a real plan, and build something that actually supports your business growth, needs, and your own personal desires of what you want the show to be. Because the truth is, what we've noticed between myself and Tig after working with 400 plus business owners, entrepreneurs, experts with podcasts, is that most business owners start podcasting with the best intentions. The issue is they just don't have a strategy. So they keep showing up, and the likelihood is you've been showing up, being consistent, but consistency without clarity is a trap. And most people end up feeling like they're failing. And the reason is because you're essentially podcasting blind. Like, you're quite literally podcasting blind. And that means you end up paying ignorance debt.
Whoa, Anthony. You're taking shots at our listeners there? Ignorance debt?
Ignorance debt, that's right. A lot of our listeners are paying ignorance debt, and it's expensive.
Ouch.
It's the most expensive thing of all, right?
What do you mean?
Well, what is ignorance debt, right? Well, ignorance debt is the cost of not knowing what to do. Like, you just don't know what to do to grow your show. There's a lot of confusion around how to grow your podcast. Maybe you've tried a bunch of different things, like posting on social media, inviting high-profile guests onto your podcast, being consistent, maybe changing your titles, but nothing seems to work. So, because you don't know what you need to do to grow your podcast, it means the podcast isn't gaining as much traction as it should be. And this adds up very fast, because if you imagine a future where your podcast gives you everything that you want, and the difference between where you are right now and where you are right now and everything you want from your podcast, whether that's leads, whether that's more opportunities, whether that's you gaining way more traction and making the right amount of impact, whether that's you landing dream clients every single month from your show and being able to make $10,000 per month from your podcast, quit your current 9-to-5, or build up your current business by doing the podcast which you love and enjoy. Again, that's all possible. But the reason you're not living that right now is because you don't know what to do. You don't know what steps to take to make that a reality. So you're paying the ignorance debt of not having everything you want by you simply not knowing how to get everything you want.
Okay, Mr. Nice Guy. So how does one stop paying this so-called ignorant debt?
That's a great question. Now, the answer is surprisingly simple. And like the title alludes, you probably already know this. And if you don't, hopefully this is going to give you a massive light bulb moment. Now, there are two ways to solve this. The first is you either pay by investing way more time trying to self-educate, to go through a process of trial and error and hope that things work themselves out. So probably similar to what you've already been doing. And don't get me wrong, if you have all the time in the world, if you're not currently drained by the podcast, if you're just okay with how the show currently is, and you have all the time to experiment and trial different things, there's absolutely nothing wrong with going through a process of trial and error on your own. You have this podcast, which is a great resource to help point you in the right direction. But ultimately, you're going to be guessing as to whether or not you're making the right changes to your show. That's the first thing. You pay with more of your time going through a longer process of trial and error. Whether you get to the outcome is, you know, that's debatable, but it's certainly possible and you can do it. It just takes way more time. Or option number two is you simply fast track your growth by getting personalized one-on-one high level mentorship from a mentor, coach, consultant who've done this before, who've helped other podcasters, other business owners grow and monetize their show because they've already cracked the code, because they already know the path you have to walk, the steps you have to take to gain everything you want from your show. Those are the two options. And the same way, Tig, right, in the movie The Matrix, now I know you've not watched The Matrix, there's a guy called Neo. I'm sure you've heard of Neo, right?
Yes.
Well, the thing is, in The Matrix, right, there's a guy called Neo. He thinks he understands the reality until he meets his mentor, Morpheus. And Morpheus shows him the truth, shows him this totally different world, this totally different way of operating. And that's what it's like when you finally get a high-level mentor with a proven strategy for growth. You've essentially been podcasting blunders this entire time, guessing your way through growth, unaware of the small levers you should pull, the obvious problems holding you back, and the simple solutions to your most painful problem. But once you see the blueprint, you can't unsee it. And working with a mentor, and obviously we're making a very dramatic and exaggerated version here when it comes to the movie The Matrix, seeing reality. But in some cases, this is really significant, because if you have invested years of your life already into the podcast and you plan to keep going with the show, you're not going to get back all the time you've invested into the show. Like, that time is gone. And you either spend the next month, 6 months, 1 year, paying the ignorance debt because you don't know what steps to take, or you start working with mentors like myself and Tig, and we can walk you through exactly how to take your show to that next level. You don't need to make this harder than it needs to be. People have figured this stuff out. I think it's more painful when you go through all this pain, frustration, and annoyance, potentially quitting the show after 1, 2, 3, maybe 4 years of doing this, simply because you didn't know what steps to take. If you're aware that you don't know what you don't know, and if you're strapped for time where you don't want to try to figure this stuff out yourself, you don't want to waste another 1 month, 2 months, another year being stuck, not growing or gaining the traction you know you deserve, then my biggest encouragement is for you to explore working with our team. To go down to the show notes, click the first link that you see, or go to getmorelisteners.com/growmypodcast, book in a strategy session with myself, and I hope you get clarity around what's holding you back from faster growth, and showing you our process that we're using to help entrepreneurs and experts just like you grow past 5,000 to 10,000 monthly downloads and monetize within 3 to 6 months without social media and without relying on high profile guests. I'll see you there.